The central theme of the Western Church, especially since the Great Schism between the Orthodox East and Latin West in the 11th century, centers around the motif, sin and atonement. But the central feature of the Orthodox Church, ever since its establishment by the apostles in the first century, centers around a more cosmic motif, death and life. Thus, for the Orthodox Christian, the central role of the Messiah, predicted in the Old Testament and fulfilled by Jesus Christ, is freeing man from death, the greatest tragedy of all. But Jewry will have none of this. Rather than concerning itself with death being swallowed up by life, Jewry instead focuses on crass materialism, earthly things, and ultimately, global dominion. Indeed, the Messiah Jews are waiting for, and this filters down into the secular Jewish mentality as well, is one that will subjugate the Gentile nations and set up an earthly Judaic kingdom. There is no redemption, no rescuing out of sin and death, no salvation of the total man in this Jewish scheme of things. And the best the Gentiles, the Goyim, can hope for in this Judaic scheme of things is not being consigned to abject slavery. This is why the Orthodox Church calls the Messiah Jews are waiting for, the Antichrist, simply because he embodies the exact opposite of what the true Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ, has and will accomplish. I say has accomplished because God promised to Adam and Eve after the fall that the seed of Eve, the Messiah, would crush the head of the serpent. Crushing the head of the serpent meant undoing all that the serpent brought upon mankind, namely corruption and death. And this undoing, Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross through his death and resurrection. As a former Jew, I was brought up to believe that Jewish suffering, now exploited by the Holocaust industry, has a redemptive role to play in making the world a better place. This is typified by Marc Chagall's painting of the crucifixion, which portrays Christ's passion as a personification of the historical sweep of so-called Jewish suffering, which, since World War II, has been institutionalized and used as an indictment against all time-honored human institutions. But there is nothing universally personal or redemptive about Jewish suffering at all, whether depicted in paintings or rubbed in our faces with countless Holocaust books, movies, TV shows, documentaries, public school curricula, and taxpayer-subsidized Holocaust museums. Memorials to the Jewish dead will only leave to our children a future bereft and sapped of vitality, a future in which an imposed Jewish entitlement is strengthened and reinforced. In contradistinction, the Orthodox Church celebrates life, not a morbid, morose, overwrought Judaic celebration of death.